Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, where the stories are short and sometimes sweet, just like the half servings of milky tea we call cutting chai back home in India. I'm your host, Jayati Vora, and it's time I shared another short story here, isn't it? Sure, I'm branching out into teaching entrepreneurs how to incorporate the writing skills I teach into their business, but I do not want to forget about all of you who listen to this show for your own writing pleasure. Here's a story I wrote this past summer, when a summer squall prompted my son and I to go out in search of puddles to splash in. Everyone we passed on the street gave us a wide berth so they wouldn't get wet, but most of them smiled as they walked by. It's more a description of a moment than a story, but the thing I love about these cutting chai stories is that they don't have to follow any strict rules. I call this one Puddle Jumpers. After a decade or more, I took a monsoon walk with A. It was in New York, where the rain dribbles and drips. I missed the dishoom of the monsoon. We leaped high and landed in pavement crack puddles. Water jumped to high-five our calves, then subsided. Memories flew up with it, of long walks from college in cheap leather chappals and the wildness of the waves. Of mad dancing in the garden, twirling and whirling. Of sticking out my tongue and sucking down raindrops, of the smell of wet earth, searching for earthworms and snails in the mud, of coming in, finally, clean to my bones, and warming up with a shower and a spicy samosa. Miles away and decades later, I settle for a hot cup of chai and a giddy smile. So, what did you think of this one? Did you enjoy the sound of the words? What about the visuals they conjured up? All those memories are mine, so I know exactly what those long monsoon walks looked like. But do you? If you do, then the story was successful. That story came from a place of missing my favorite season back home, which is the monsoon. It's different from the rain here in North America. It's not cold and clammy. It's a respite from the muggy heat of the summer. It cleaned the air and the whole world felt fresh. Growing up, I also thought it was the most romantic season. I wanted to convey some of that glee I felt, that abandon, that freedom of splashing about in puddles. I did that by using verbs that mean jumping to reflect how I felt inside. So you have us leaping into the puddles and water jumping up to high-five our calves and then memories flying up with it. The overall feeling is one of lightness, happiness, giddiness. Then there's the repetition of sentence structure, with the sticking out and sucking down. Those are pleasing to the ear. There's also the fragments that begin with the word off. All my memories of doing these things in the rain. There's some memories that are related to nature, the earthy smell, the snails and earthworms, and some that are related to how this part of nature made me feel. The whirling in the garden, but also the wildness of the waves. Having both those descriptions close to one another means that it's not just the sea that is wild. It is me, too, dancing alone in the garden. I also use alliteration, which is when you have two or more words that are close together in a sentence that all start with the same letter or sound. So there's the rain that dribbles and drips, and the pavement crack puddles, and the wildness of the waves. That is also called writing for the ear. It creates a pleasing rhythm in the words. And finally, there's the description of how the rain sounds and tastes and smells. The dishoom of the monsoon, which is a word that describes the crack of a punch in a movie or the sound of a bullet. There's the sucking down raindrops and the spicy samosa and the hot cup of chai. Those are all tastes. Then there's the smell of wet earth. Together, I'm creating a world of sensations, so you're not just reading about what the monsoon feels like, but you feel it for yourself. I'm calling this an immersive description because it pulls you into the moment. Now, I wrote this in one long burst and when I was in the grip of old and strong memories. And writing from a place of strong emotion will often unblock your creativity because you just have to express everything you've got bottled up inside you. But if you're trying to use these techniques in your own writing, here are a few pointers. Alliteration is particularly pleasing in description. Don't force it and don't overdo it, but look for alternatives to commonly used words. or use alliteration to elevate commonly used words. Often, it's not the word itself that's special, it's the placement of that word in a sentence that makes it stand out. So, for instance, pavement crack puddles initially began as puddles in the cracks of the pavement. But you see, that's just not as strong as pavement crack puddles. And pavement crack puddles also gives you that sense of alliteration, that puddles in the cracks of the pavement did not. Number two, look for repetition. This could be of words, of sentence structure, or of ideas. If you find a way to reinforce your big idea in your sentences, well, that's writing gold. It's meta. And finally, try coming back to the beginning. I didn't mention this before, but you'll notice that I end the story back in New York, where I started it. And I used the phrase miles away and decades later to connect the two. Instead of coming in from a wild walk in the rain to a hot shower and a spicy samosa as I would in Bombay, I settle in New York for a hot cup of chai and a giddy smile. It gives you the feeling that it's not the same, it's less intense, but this is how life is now in New York. I love doing this in my writing, by the way, that using this sort of circular structure. Even as an editor, I would find it very pleasing to refer back to the start of the story when I was working on the ending. It won't work every time, but when it does, it can be particularly satisfying. Because you've closed the loop, but in the meantime, you've traveled a ways, you've gone further. So what did you think of that story? Did you get a sense of the monsoon in India? Did it remind you of some memory from your life? For your writing prompt, I want you to write about a strong memory from your childhood or adolescence. Make sure it's a visceral memory, so you're not struggling to remember how it felt or tasted or smelled. Bonus points if you can use one of the techniques I talked about today, and double bonus points if you can reinforce your big idea in your sentence structure. Finally, are we following each other on social media? I'm at Jayati Vora and newly at Cutting Chai Stories on Instagram. Yes, I have two accounts. Come say hi. And if you like this podcast, if you find it helpful, would you please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts? I get such wonderful emails from listeners, and I would just love it if you could share your love for the show with others. It helps other people discover the show and hopefully helps them take that first step forward into writing. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Until we meet again next Thursday, tell me, what's your favorite season?